Whether you want the portability of a laptop or the versatility of a desktop computer, the eBlaster can do both of those things. This is one of the coolest ways I've seen someone create a little, like, all-in-one system, except it's modular in the sense that it's just a case. Plus, can your laptop do this? That's pretty sweet. The signature trick that the eBlaster can do with the legs is super cool, and it's actually a big reason why we even did the LTT video a few years ago. I was the writer for that, you know, I've kind of built in this thing once or twice before, and I just think it's super cool. There aren't a ton of differences between that video and then the full release, except for this guy here, which the community has apparently dubbed the Linus Hole, because we made comments about how, like, oh yeah, it's sick that you can fit a graphics card in here. And sure, there's tons of ventilation here, but what about, you know, a pass-through card? Now you've got holes on both sides for some nice airflow. The only other thing that came in our box is this actually pretty big set of manuals. Let me see if they're just different languages. eBlaster, product and safety warnings and instructions. This is in German. This is also in German. So you've got two things here, product and safety warnings, and then your little manual. At the heart of eBlaster lies a trinity of core values: performance, upgradability, and portability. One thing that you're going to want to take a look at is their little build diagram here, because it's going to tell you exactly where all of your components go. With small form factor builds, they're usually pretty standard, but there's always a little bit of deviance with each one because, you know, maybe it's a sandwich style, maybe it's a tower style, maybe it's something like this, where it's all just kind of like a really big vertical space, kind of like the fractal ridge that we actually use for our little, like, B-roll machine. Let's put the legs away. Now, with the rest of our package, we've also got a few parts in here. It looks like maybe a riser cable, some screws or bolts, as well as, I'm actually not sure what that is, maybe a USB extension or something. We'll find out once we open it up. But I just wanted to talk quickly about the aluminum frame with the, I think, molded plastic for parts for the legs. Overall, it's, like, pretty sturdy, and I'm actually pretty confident about fitting parts in here and then taking it with you somewhere, because, like, nothing's really gonna happen. At least nothing that wouldn't happen if you were carrying a case that got destroyed in some other way. We've also got, though, on the front here, not only our power button, which is gonna be right below our monitor, which is great, but this is a VESA mount for a monitor. So once you're done, eventually this whole unit has a display on the front, and it's got a computer in the back, and you can just take the whole thing to a LAN party, pop down the legs, and you're ready to go. And then we're gonna plug everything into this little control board back here that's got our I/O, it's got networking, it's got power, mic and headphone jack, pretty much everything you're going to need at a LAN. One thing that actually kind of took me quite a while to figure out the first time I had this thing here was how to open the damn thing. It turns out it's pretty easy. You just pull these over and then pop the whole thing off. Now you've got access to the rest of it. Yeah. And then you should be able to just, yep, take that off. Wow. And so now it's all open, and it's actually, like, super easy to build in. Okay, so what else did we get? This is a display port extension. Flat DP mail-to-mail 4K. Yes, it is mail-to-mail. We have our riser cable. Yeah, this is just a hardware bag with some screws and stuff. Okay, so we've got a bunch of cables here all bundled up. I'm guessing is all of our I/O extensions, power supply, all that sort of stuff. We've got Ethernet here, power cable, another power cable. Yeah, because this one's probably for our monitor, actually. But we'll figure that all out in a bit. And then we've got just your standard kind of I/O connections for USB, front panel, another USB, and power. I'm gonna move all these cables out of the way just so that we, you know, keep our build experience nice and simple. And then I'm gonna look at our diagram so I can remember where everything goes. Graphics card goes here, I know that much. I don't really know what parts were selected for me today. I just requested small form factor. Looks like we've got some T-Force memory, 16 gigs, 6400 megatransfers per second, so 32 gigs of RAM, DDR5. Pretty good speeds too, that's not bad. And then we've also got our, what is this? 9600X, reasonable gaming CPU. As for our cooler, we went with Noctua. This is the low profile cooler, and what is this guy? This is another low profile cooler. Why do I have two coolers, Bell?
That's Jamie's fault, I guess.
Jamie! Before I put our cooler on, I wanna install our SSD, because that's gonna get in the way of anything over here, so I'm just going to unscrew this. Now we're going to pop our cooler down, an NHL9i, AM5 specifically, from Noctua. This is a great little cooler. I've used them for other small form factor builds. While this is a great little cooler, it's not going to do a whole lot for much more power-hungry chips. If you can fit like even a 240 millimeter AIO in your ITX system, maybe not. But if you can, I'd recommend going that route instead, because it's still super low profile, and then you can maybe mount the radiator somewhere else. Maybe even outside the case if you get a little creative. I don't know how good that would look. Probably not very, but you know, it's an option. Here, I got to press more. We've got our board pretty much ready to go. I've just got to attach the PCIe riser card to it. But this is going to go like this somehow. I'm going to follow the diagram, and then our graphics card will go here, and then our power supply will go here. So let's get the PSU ready. SP750 from Leon Lee. This thing is great, and it should be big enough. This will take both SFX and I think SFX-L, or whatever the slightly bigger version of SFX is. And yeah, it kind of looks like it. Looks like there's lots of room here, actually. One thing you might want to avoid, unlike me, I tried screwing in the wrong screws into the standoffs, because attached to our standoffs were the mounting screws for our motherboard. So make sure to just unscrew those really quick and then use them to mount your board. I wasted way too much time trying to screw down into literally nothing. Some of you might be saying to yourselves, Ploof, that graphics card is tiny. What are you doing? To that I say, I didn't pick this graphics card, but you know what? Because of the eBlaster's very generous space, you don't have to pick a little low profile 4060. Anything up to, I think, 330 millimeters will fit in this guy, AKA 33 centimeters. Glenn is back. One quick problem, you might wanna make sure your power supply is oriented the right way before screwing it down, because I gotta flip it over now to plug in my power extension. All right, we've got everything wired up. Graphics card definitely too small, but I've got our case power going into our power supply. That routes out back to here to this little, I don't know what that is actually. Electrical hazard, danger, be careful with that. But basically that's a little power splitter that's gonna go out to the wall, and then this extra one is, I'm presuming, for our monitor. Hopefully your monitor takes a C13 power cable. If not, you're gonna have to run it into its own power source. But let's do the moment of truth here. Front power's on the front. Wow, it works. Now that I know it works, I'm gonna power it all off and slap it all together. Well, would you look at that? It's ready to go. One thing you're gonna notice is that the monitor's on. Well, let me tell you, you're supposed to do that first. So when you see me building it earlier in the video, yeah, don't do it that way, because you're gonna have to take it all apart and then put the monitor on after. but if you follow the instruction guide like you should, then you end up with something like this, where your system is just ready to go. You've got your computer in the back, you've got your monitor in the front, and then you've got the legs that can extend and go up. There we go. It's a little tricky. I'm also doing it backwards, though. You're supposed to do it on the monitor side. My one issue with having the thumb catches for the legs on this side is, while it's unlikely that you're gonna like hold it right up to your chest when you go to let the legs down, there's a very small chance that you would do that and you have a zipper on you and you could scratch your monitor. I doubt that's gonna happen. It's a really minor thing, but just be careful if you're ever undoing the legs with the monitor that doesn't have any kind of like screen protector on it. Other than that though, I mean, don't get me wrong, we could have put a bigger graphics card on here, and our monitor is technically a little big. It's supposed to be more like 24 inches. I think we've got a 25 here, but this thing's awesome. The leg mechanism isn't perfect. Could use maybe a little bit of adjustment. I don't know if ours is just a little worn out from having done it so many times, but the reality is, if you're taking this to lands, you're gonna be putting the legs down and putting them back up again at least, I don't know, a few times a year. So it's a mechanism you want to feel good. My other recommendation is, when you're picking your monitor, we did put some spacers on this one, but even without those spacers, it's still coming out a little bit, so it's kind of big. Now, I don't know how well that's gonna fit into a bag. Ultimately, I don't think the eBlaster is for me personally. I don't go to a lot of LANs, and even when I do, I have a like compact case that's small enough for me to carry. I got a car, I don't mind lugging around some extra stuff. But there are some major advantages to having something like this over something like this. You've still got a screen attached, but now, instead of having a mobile version of an RTX 4080, you can throw a full fat guy in here. There are other advantages, like how hot and loud a gaming laptop can be when you're really pushing it. Whereas this guy, like, there's so much space and cooling back here that even with a big beefy card and a reasonably beefy CPU, it's gonna stay cool and quiet enough depending on what kind of fans you've got on it. So you're not gonna be that person that busts out the laptop and all of a sudden goes, "Wee! Wee!"
I can't believe I only just thought about this now when I'm reviewing the video, but with the eBlaster, if your monitor breaks or a new model comes out later, you can replace that, unlike a laptop.
That's the fans creeping up as it tries to stay cool under load, which it's never going to do. And the other reality is you're going to have to buy a case anyway. And these days, most decent cases are going to be like at least $100. This one is a lot more expensive, admittedly, but it's also coming with stuff that costs more, like a PCIe riser, as well as all of the custom manufacturing that's gone into this guy for a very custom design that is used for a very specific purpose. At around $420, I think it's expensive, but it's also pretty reasonable considering it's, you know, handcrafted and they've done a lot of design iteration and it's for a very specific niche use case. Now, would I recommend it? I think if you're going to a lot of LANs and you need something that is beefier than this and you don't want to carry around like a full desktop plus monitor, and I think it can work great for the very specific people out there who want this very specific design. As for me, I'm probably not going to buy one. I don't go to enough LANs. If I do go to a LAN, whatever. I'll just bring my computer and my monitor. That's good enough for me. But hey, if you like this case, maybe check out another case video. Adam tends to do all of her small form factor stuff. I only did this guy because I did the original eBlaster video. I'm Ploof. This is Short Circuit. If you want to check out any others, check out the Terra, the Fractal Terra. That's a good option if you want to go to a LAN and you want to also carry a monitor with you.